play the same time, same beat, same time. Otherwise, Namaste, Saraswati Devi.
Bye.
Asatara Sadushi Srimad, His Divine Grace, Shalesi, Bhaktivedanta Swami Raj, Shila Prabhupada Kijai, Gaur Premanande, all glories to the Sound Devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristai Vidaya Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tama Stay Sarsu. No.
Krishna book?
Yes. Just in case. Om Agana Timurandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadam ayam Vidati swapadantikam Bandeham shigro Shiyuta padakamalam Shigram vaishnavam scha Shirupam sagrajatam Sahagana raganatam Vitam tam sajivam Sarvaitam savadutam Purajana saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri Vrishuvanu Sundadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Padidanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Thank you for coming. Today is the auspicious appearance day of Lord Balaram, also known as Lord Haladar or Baladev, Sankarshan, and many other names. Lord Balaram, he's the elder brother of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna comes to the material world, and his appearances, which happen once in a day of Brahma, every 4,300,000,000 years, actually 8,600,000,000 years, Krishna comes and he displays his pastimes. And when Krishna comes, his brother first comes, his elder brother, Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is the immediate expansion of Krishna. Krishna has many forms. One of them is called Swangsa. Swangsa means his original form as Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, as a cowherd boy. And from that Swangsa form comes Ekatma Rupa forms, which are divided into Swatmaka and Vilas forms, which are further divided, both Vilas pastime forms and Swatmaka forms are divided into Prabhav and Vaibhav forms. So Lord Balaram, he's a expansion of Swatmaka Prabhav. And he also has a form as Vilas form, Prabhav. He's actually, he's Swatmaka Vaibhava and he has a form as Prabhav Vilas. Which means that he appears in Vrindavan with Krishna exactly like Krishna. As Krishna has 64 opulences, the first 50, does anyone know the 50 opulences that Krishna has? Any one of them? One of them?
Beauty.
Beautiful bodily character, features, yes. No, that's, well, first 50. 50. Expert at languages, pleasing talker, and expert dresser, expert in many things, knows the languages of all the different animals and birds. But I really got him upset when I told him that. All auspicious bodily features, humble, etc. Attractive to women. So all of us have those 50 qualities in a very small quantity, but Krishna has those qualities to an unlimited degree. So does Lord Balaram. And then there are four special qualities that nitya siddhas have, such as eternal bodies, mystic powers, etc. And then Lord Narayan has four qualities that only Lord Narayan has, such as ability to create universes, to give liberation to the persons he kills, etc. And Krishna has four special qualities that no one else has except for Lord Balaram. Namely, he has the most beautiful bodily features, and so does Lord Balaram. He plays on his flute. He has all attractive pastimes. And he's surrounded by loving devotees. So Lord Balaram is the same thing, has the same qualities. So he's exactly the same as Krishna, but his body is well, sometimes it's said he's the color of crystal. I don't exactly know what crystal is. But I guess crystal can have many colors. But sometimes it's said he's a whitish complexion. And he likes to wear bluish garments. Krishna, what color does he like to wear?
Yellow.
Yellow. And Srimati Radharani?
Blue, dark blue.
Dark blue. Krishna's color. Yeah. Krishna likes to wear colors that remind him of Radharani, and Radharani likes to wear colors that remind her of Krishna. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Balaram, he likes to wear blue. I think I don't think his wife is blue, though. Who's his wife? One of his wives?
Revati.
Revati, yes. His arms go down to his thighs. He has, of course, just like Krishna, he has lotus petals, eyes. And his eyes are sometimes rolling in intoxication. They become reddish when he drinks what?
Varuni.
Did anyone drink Varuni today? Varuni is made out of honey, natural honey. He doesn't buy it at the store. It oozes out of the trees in Vrindavan, made by happy bees. So Lord Balaram, he appeared 1 year before Krishna. Therefore he's known as Sankarshan. He was originally in the womb of Devaki. But Krishna told Yogamaya to transfer Baladev into the womb of who? Rohini. So therefore, Krishna Balaram got an opportunity to appear in Vrindavan. Later on, he went with Krishna, and Akrura took them to Mathura, and later on, then he also went to Dwarka. And Balaram, he grew up with Krishna, but he's in the mixed mode of parental and friendship with Krishna. Krishna has different types of friendship, friends who are equal in age to him, friends who are older than him, friends who are younger than him, known as Vyasas, and Sakas, Priyasakas, and Priyanamasakas. So those were the same age of him, as him. They're known as Sakas. Those who are elder to him, they're known as Vyasas, are the younger ones, the same age of his Priya Sakas. The elder than Krishna is Sakas, and the most intimate friends of Krishna are known as the Priyanama Sakas. So Baladev, he's older than Krishna, so he's a Saka. So he's always looking after Krishna's welfare, protecting him from demons. Although he knows Krishna has unlimited power, still he always protects him. Just like one time, of course, we know that Kamsa was always sending demons to kill Krishna and Balaram, especially Krishna. One time he sent a demon named Pralambasura. Pralambasura, he got his name because he was supposed to be the worst of all the demons. Or is that the best of all the demons? I don't know. I guess if you're the worst, of all the demons, you're not much of a demon. So he was the best of all the demons, which makes a really bad demon. So he was a good demon, or he was the best of the demons. Not in the good in the sense of being a good demon. He was a bad demon, which made him the best of the demons. In any case, he disguised himself as a cowherd boy, and Krishna and Balaram, they more or less knew who their friends were. They knew he didn't look quite like one of their friends. So Krishna thought of a way of killing him. And Krishna, it's not good to be on his bad side. Of course, it's not bad to be on his bad side, but it's better to be on his good side. But even being on his bad side is good, because Krishna is all good. So he decided they'd have a game of wrestling, and the losers would have to carry the winners on their back. All the boys divided up between Krishna and Balaram. And the Pralambasura, he went on Krishna's side because he thought Krishna was the most powerful of the cowherd boys. So he decided he'd fight against Balaram. And Krishna's side, they won, or they lost actually. Krishna's side lost. So they had to carry Balaram's side on their backs. So Krishna had to carry Shridham on his back, and Pralambasura, he had to carry Baladev on his back. So his plan was to take Baladev into some far off place and then kill him. So he was running away very quickly towards the forest, trying to get out of everyone's sight, so he figured he'd kill Balaram. No one noticed, he'd come back, and then he'd start working on the other coward boys. And eventually, when Krishna had no one else to protect him, he'd try to kill Krishna. But it didn't exactly work the way he thought, because when he was running away, Baladev became heavier than the mountain, because after all, he's the source of all the universe, so he became heavier than the universe, which is quite heavy. Not easy to carry that weight. So Pralambasura, in order to manage carrying Baladev, he assumed his original form. Baladev was quite surprised to see this coward boy assume a form as big as a mountain. Flashing teeth, reddish eyes, and he was hovering above the mountains into the clouds. So Baladev was a little hesitant because he thought, if I kill this demon, he was a coward boy, Krishna may get disturbed that I'm killing cowherd boys. Because after all, he looked like a cowherd boy before. So he hesitated. But then he figured that this demon's taking away to kill him. So he took his fist and smashed him on the head. And the demon got a big headache. So much a headache that he fell down dead. And blood came out of his mouth. And all the cowherd boys and Krishna came and embraced Baladev. So Baladev is not an ordinary person to fight with. Baladev itself means that he likes to exhibit extraordinary strength. He's the source of especially spiritual strength. Therefore, without his mercy, no one can have the spiritual power to perform devotional service. Therefore, he's known as the original spiritual master, and it's he who infuses all the spiritual masters with the potency of Krishna consciousness, to deliver Krishna consciousness. And of course, he appeared as Lord Nityananda, the brother of Lord Chaitanya, who showed us how to spread the Sankirtan movement, how to become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, especially by preaching. Later on, of course, Baladev, there are many stories with Baladev, such as when the cowherd boys were traveling in the forest, they thought that maybe Krishna and Balaram might be hungry. And therefore, if they told Krishna and Balaram that we want to get some fruit because we think you're hungry, but Krishna and Balaram would not take that very seriously because they never feel any hunger. That's one of their qualities. Krishna has different astasiddhis, has different mystic powers, and different qualities. And one of the qualities is that Krishna never dies, he never grows old, and he never feels hunger and thirst. Therefore, the cowherd boys knew if they said they felt hungry, then Krishna and Balaram would try to satisfy their hunger, and in that way, they'd get a chance to eat also. So the cowherd boys told Krishna and Balaram, "We feel hungry, that you're the killer of the demons. Now you should kill the hunger which is like a demon in our stomach that's harassing us. You should kill it by getting us some food." So nearby there's a nice forest called Talavan, and in the Talavan forest there are many talav trees which have very nice ripe fruits. We can smell them from here. The only problem is that there is an ass, Dhenukasura, and he resides in that forest, and anyone who comes there he kills. Even men have wandered into the forest, he's eaten them alive. Even the birds don't stay in the trees there, they're afraid. Therefore we request you to go to the forest and get the fruits for us. So Krishna and Balaram, being implored by the cowherd boyfriends, they went to the Talavan forest, and immediately Lord Balaram began to shake the tree, one of the taller trees, and the fruits fell from the tree. Hearing the crashing of the fruits to the ground, then at that time, Dhenukasura, he woke up and became very angry and rushed towards Baladev to kill him. But although in the Krishna book there's a very short description of the fight, but factually speaking, Baladev, he first of all picked up Dhenukasura and threw him so many yojanas, so many miles away, and he passed out. Then he came back and he figured Baladev was too hard to deal with, so he attacked Krishna. And Krishna picked him up and threw him, and he hit against Govardhan Hill. Threw him so far, he hit Govardhan Hill. But Dhenukasura had the strength of 100,000 lions. So he picked up Govardhan Hill and threw it at Krishna. Which is not, you know, an ordinary... But Govardhan Hill, especially then, wasn't some little pebble you picked up. So he threw it at Krishna. Krishna caught Govardhan Hill and threw it back at the demon, and hit the demon, he fell unconscious again. So he figured Krishna is too much. So then he rushed at Baladev again, and the cowherd boys jumped on him. And they knocked him down. One of the cowherd boys, Damba, he hit him with his stick. Another one hit him with a ball. Another one pounced on him and kicked him. And then he passed out. And then he woke up again, and he figured that the cowherd boys, that he's having a really, really bad day. So he rushed towards Baladev again. He figured everyone else had, you know, Baladev just threw him a few yojanas away. Krishna had thrown him against Govardhan Hill and knocked him out with Govardhan Hill, even after he picked it up and threw it at Krishna. And the coward boys, they ganged up on him and knocked him out. So he figured might as well try Baladev again. So he ran after Baladev, tried to kick him with his back legs. Baladev picked him up and whirled him around so fast that he lost his life. And then threw him into the trees, the tala trees. And one tree after another, after the demon was so heavy that the tree fell down. And that tree hit against another tree, which fell down also, and hit it against another tree. And gradually, one by one, all the trees in the forest fell down. And that disturbed all Deinukasura's friends, and they all ran after Krishna and Balaram, trying to kill them. And Krishna and Balaram picked them up, whirled them around, and killed them one after another, and threw them into the trees. And then all the fruits fell down, but the cowherd boys and Krishna didn't eat them because they were covered with the demon's blood. In any case, they did their daily pastime of killing demons at least. They got their quota for the day. So in this way, Baladev showed extraordinary strength, and he assisted Krishna in killing demons. There are many other pastimes of Baladev. I'll just say one or two. As you probably know, when Krishna had kidnapped Rukmini, Rukmini's brother, name is Rukmi, had vowed that either he'd kill Krishna or he'd go into exile. He'd kill Krishna, bring back his sister, Rukmini, or else he'd go into exile. Because he wanted to marry Rukmini to Shishupal, but Krishna had made a plan on the request of Rukmini to kidnap Rukmini and bring her to Dwarka. Krishna did that, he kidnapped her, and although many of the soldiers tried to fight against Krishna, Krishna and Baladev had brought the army, Krishna himself had killed many of the warriors, and Baladev and his army had killed many others, so they thought it was useless to fight against Krishna. So Shishupal, his face dried up, he couldn't do anything. Only Rukmi made the foolish pledge that he'd go with his army and kill Krishna and bring back Rukmini. So he attacked Krishna. Krishna, he defeated Rukmini, or Rukmi, counteracted all his arrows, cut his bow many times. Rukmi ran after him with his sword. Krishna cut the sword down with his arrows and was about to kill Rukmi. But Rukmini fell at his feet and pleaded for her brother's mercy for her brother. And Krishna spared Rukmi, cut his beard and hair in many different ways, which is very embarrassing for a kshatriya at that time. Let him loose, and he went to live at Bojakata, vowing he'd never go back to his residence again. Some years later, Rukmi had offered his daughter to Aniruddha, Rukmini's son. And then he offered his granddaughter to Pradyumna. So during the time when he was the marriage ceremony of Aniruddha, it was Pradyumna was first. Pradyumna was the son of Rukmini, and then the grandson was Aniruddha. So during the marriage ceremony of Aniruddha, there was a big procession, and Krishna had come with the Yadu dynasty, and many of the friends of Rukmi had come to join the procession. During the marriage ceremony, or after the marriage ceremony, Rukmini's friend, the king of Kalinga, gave him the foolish advice, play, it says in the Krishna book, chess, but actually it was dice. Don't tell anyone. Krishna plays dice sometimes. Or at least kshatriyas used to play dice. And Baladeva was very enthusiastic about such gambling, but he was not a very good gambler, Baladeva. But he was very enthusiastic. So he accepted the challenge, as Kshatriyas usually did, and he wagered 100 gold coins first. And he lost. And then he wagered 1,000 gold coins, and he lost again. And then he wagered 10,000 gold coins, and he lost again. So in the meantime, the king of Kalinga started to show his teeth to Baladeva. So Baladeva was becoming a little intolerant. He has quite a big temper sometimes. And he started to criticize Baladeva. So Baladeva was really getting disturbed. So he wagered 100,000 gold coins. And this time, Baladeva won. But Rukmi claimed that he was the winner, falsely. And the king of Kalinga, took Rukmini's side. Then Baladeva was really getting intolerant. But so he wagered 100 million gold coins. And again, by the rules of gambling, Baladeva won again. But Rukmi falsely claimed that he was the winner. And started to take the help of the different kings that were present there and the princes, saying that he had won. And the king of Kalinga said that you, or Rukmi says, that you, Baladeva, and you, Krishna, you may be very expert at herding cows, but you're, after all, just a bunch of cowherd boys. How can you be expert at the Kshatriya arts like fighting and gambling? And everyone started to laugh when they heard Rukmi criticizing Baladeva and Krishna. So Baladeva, usually he's white, he became quite red. And then a voice from the sky announced that actually by the laws of gambling, Baladeva was actually the winner and that Rukmi was falsely claiming to be the winner. But Rukmi didn't heed the advice of the voice and kept on claiming that he was the winner. And all the princes were laughing at Baladeva. The king of Kalinga was insulting Baladeva and Krishna. So Baladeva picked up his club and smashed Rukmi over the head and killed him immediately. Meanwhile, the king of Kalinga thought it was time for a break. He was fearful that because he was showing his teeth to Baladeva, there might be some trouble. And sure enough, he started to leave. And when he was leaving, Baladeva grabbed him and took his club and smashed all his teeth out. And all the other princes that were laughing at Baladeva, they tried to leave. But Baladeva, he grabbed them also, one by one, and broke their hands and legs. And none of them protested. They tried to escape from the bloody scene. In this way, Rukmi was dead and gone. And Krishna didn't say anything, because he knew if he said anything, then Baladeva would be insulted, would feel bad if he said anything on behalf of Rukmi. And if he said anything on behalf of Baladeva, then Rukmini would feel bad. So he didn't say anything. They just took the bride party and they proceeded back to Dwarka. So the moral of the story is don't disturb Baladeva. Similarly, as we know, Krishna had killed Bhaumasura. Bhaumasura was actually the son of Vishnu, Bhaumasura. He had impregnated, Bhaumasura was the son of the Mother Earth. When Varaha, he touched Mother Earth, he impregnated her. And her son was Bhaumasura. But he was a demon, somehow or another. So Krishna came and he had actually killed Bhaumasura on the behalf, because he was causing disturbances throughout the universe. In any case, Bhaumasura had a friend named Dvivida. Dvivida, he was the brother of Mainda, if you know Mainda. You know Mainda? Mainda was one of the generals, and Dvivida was one of the generals in Sugriva's army. In the army of Lord Ramachandra, he was one of the prominent generals there. He had the strength of 10,000 elephants. he had become very disturbed that his friend Bulmasura was killed, and he decided to get vengeance by harassing the city of Dwarka. Having such fantastic strength, he used to go to the seashore, because Dwarka was in the sea, and he'd start waving his hands in the sea and cause tidal waves that would wash over parts of Dwarka, flood them. Sometimes he'd pass stool and urine on the sacrificial altars of the sages, and sometimes he'd capture men and women from the city or nearby villages, put them into caves, and then seal the caves with big stones, like the bringi insect. Sometimes seals other insects into a hole. And sometimes he'd capture aristocratic ladies from Dwarka and rape them forcibly. Therefore, he developed a bad reputation. He was always up to monkey business. One time, Baladev was with his gopis, because Baladev has his own set of gopis. And when Baladev came back during the months of Chaitra, and what's the month that Chaitra, and what's the month that follows Chaitra? Vishakha. Vishakha and Chaitra. Then during those times, he was dancing with the gopis. He had his own rasa dance. One time he was with the gopis on top of Raivata Hill mountain, and they were all singing. And Dvivida came along. He heard their singing, and he became attracted to it. And he saw Lord Baladev and the gopis, and he was very much attracted to their beautiful bodily features and their attractive dress. But being a monkey and being a mischief maker, he decided to cause so much trouble. So he started to make all kinds of strange sounds, like ki-ki, ki-kila, ki-kila, whatever that sound is. I don't know. Something like that. And he was swinging through the trees. He came down and started to move his eyebrows and his making all kinds of smiles at the women and moving his eyebrows. And then he showed the bottom part of it. He took off his bottom part of his clothes, especially showed his backside to the women. So this was a little intolerable to Baladev. And Baladev, at that time, he was drinking some Varuni. He seemed a little intoxicated. So Dvivida, being overconfident of his own bodily strength, snatched the bottle of Varuni from Baladev and then started to rip off the clothes of the gopis and Baladev. So that was too much for Baladev. He had remembered all the mischief that this monkey was doing, and he decided to kill him. So he took a rock and threw it at the demon, Dvivida. And Dvivida, he artfully avoided the rock. And then he took up a tree. Dvivida was so strong, he just took up a big tree and took off all the branches and the leaves and hit Baladev on the head with it. But Baladev wasn't even slightly disturbed. Instead, he took up his club and smashed the tree to pieces. And then came over and hit the Dvivida on the head, and his head began to bleed, just like a manganese coming out of a mountain cliff. But the demon was not even slightly disturbed by the beating of Baladev's club on his head. Instead, he took another tree, clipped off all the leaves and branches, and hit Baladev on the head with it again. But Baladev again smashed this tree into little pieces with his club. In this way, the demon took one tree after another, tried to hit Baladev on the head with them, and Baladev, one after another, smashed all the trees into little pieces with his club. In this way, the forest became treeless. And then the Dvivida took help from the mountains and started to throw mountain boulders at Baladev, and Baladev, with his club, smashed them all to little pieces. So this is the origin of baseball. Yes, Krishna is the origin of everything, including baseball. Until finally there was no mountains left. So Dvivida came up to Baladeva and started to smash him with his fists. And Baladeva, with his own fist, not using his club or his plow, he started to smash the demon on his collarbones, and the demon vomited blood, lost his life, and fell down dead. In this way, Baladeva killed another demon, and all the demigods showered down flowers from the sky and declared Baladeva's victory. So there are many stories like that, where Baladeva comes out victorious. Many pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam about Baladeva, how he dragged the Hastinapura to the river Ganges and was going to throw the Hastinapura into the Ganges, or how he dragged the Jamuna had to offer prayers to Baladeva, because the Jamuna, when Baladeva wanted to enjoy it in the Jamuna with the gopis, at that time he was also drinking Varuni, and the river Jamuna thought he was intoxicated and disobeyed his orders and didn't come by, so that the gopis and Baladeva could enjoy her waters. But Baladeva became angry and took his plow to drag the Jamuna towards them. But Jamuna came to her senses, realized how powerful Baladeva is, and began to offer prayers to Baladeva. Baladeva is famous for his Jamuna pastime of dragging the Jamuna. In any case, Baladeva is famous for his club, for his plow, for his pastimes with Krishna, for his pastimes as a cowherd boy and in Dwaraka, etc. But most importantly, if we take shelter of Baladeva, then we'll get the spiritual strength to also worship Krishna. Without Baladeva's strength, without the strength that he infuses in his devotees who are preaching Krishna consciousness, no one could become a devotee of Krishna. Therefore, he himself, he serves Krishna in many ways. As Shesha, he acts as Krishna's bed and slippers, etc. He acts as his umbrella. He manifests himself in different ways. He manifests the abode that Krishna lives in. He serves Krishna in so many different ways. And he also acts as Krishna's friend and companion. So we should take shelter of Baladeva. We'll get the support for our devotional service, the spiritual strength, and we'll be able to learn how to serve Krishna very nicely. So I think I'll stop there. Lord Baladeva ki jai. Shri Haladhara ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Gaur.